Cannes Film Festival is one of the world's largest and most prestigious annual cinema events and attracts film industry professionals from almost every country and walk of life. Among the A-list celebs and behind-the-scenes power brokers at this year's festival were several El Pasoans navigating the vast cinema industrial complex. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Daniel Rios and Catherine Horak are both college students who participated in a series of unique adventures organized by the Creative Mind Group, and both are back from the south of France to share their experiences. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Daniel, you're a senior at NMSU's Creative Media Institute, and Catherine, you're a junior in the Plan 2 Honors Program at UT Austin, and also my daughter, so great to have you both on the show for the first time. This is a great year, I think, for El Pasoans in Cannes. You were both there. I should also shout out to El Pasoan Leo Aguirre, who attended his short film, El Fuego Detrás, was also in the short film showcase. I don't know if either of you got to even see one another. Did Daniel, you and Catherine ever cross paths over there?
No, we just met now.
It's a big festival, isn't it? Daniel, give us an idea of just how big the Cannes Film Festival is.
Well, one thing is that I saw pretty much like 2 to 3 films a day, and I went through the catalog when I got home, and I feel like I didn't see almost anything. Right. So there's just so many films playing at all times and so many people from all over the world.
And enormous crowds.
Definitely.
I think the main venue, Catherine, which you saw a few films in, and I'm sure you did too, Daniel, is seats thousands.
Oh, yeah. And have to wait for hours in advance to even get in, even with a ticket.
Both of you were in Cannes with the help of or facilitated by the Creative Mind Group, which a lot of people listening probably have no idea even exists. But they've been putting on some really remarkable seminars and networking programs as well as filmmaking programs for a number of years. Catherine, how did you find out about them? Because I'll make it clear on the air, I did not push you into this. I was surprised as everyone else when you said that you'd been accepted to the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, during one of my film classes last year, I guess, after one of our main screenings, one of the guys who was a Creative Mind alumni who went to Cannes last year made a little plug for it, and there was about 3 days left till the deadline, and I said, I'll just try and go for it, and spent the whole weekend doing the application and got it in right at 11:59, and... got an email notification a week later. So,
and Daniel, you're an alum of this program. You've yes. already been to several other types of events. I know you were at Sundance, was it?
Yes, I'm a Sundance alum. So I did that first, and then after that I was accepted to Cannes. So Cannes basically was a result of me experiencing Creative Minds through Sundance.
And Creative Mind actually has a number of tracks that you can apply for. What did you do at Sundance?
At Sundance, they only had the internship program because that was their first round at Sundance. But Creative Minds in Cannes, they have the internship program and they have the Filmmaker Institute and then they have the networking program.
So you went to Cannes under the networking program, and Catherine, you were in Cannes for the Filmmaker Initiative there. I think it's called the Filmmaking Institute. We should mention that Creative Mind Group has been partnering with Sundance in Toronto and I think Berlin now, as well as the Cannes yes. Film Festival, four of the biggest, most prestigious film festivals in the world. So it's a great way for listeners who know someone who's a filmmaker or wants to be a filmmaker to dip their toe in the big pond. Catherine, walk us through what you were doing over there. Kind of unique in that you didn't get to experience that much of the Cannes Film Festival itself because you were busy making a film with a team.
Yeah, so about a month before we went, they paired us up with in teams of about 5 or 6. I had 6 people in my group, and we kind of started going over some pre-production stuff, came up with a concept, started a script. And then when we got there, they gave us some equipment. They gave us a camera, a mic, some editing software, and then 7 days.
Any tutorials? They just expect that you know
nope.
you'll figure it out.
Yep, they just threw us right in. We had 7 days to shoot and edit our film and then submit it for competition. So that was pretty crazy.
Working with people on a team that you maybe had talked to on phone or Skyped with before, I mean, was that difficult trying to do all of that in just 7 days?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard when you work with people that you don't know very well, because everyone definitely has different ideas of what they want to make and how they want it to look and everything. So it was definitely a challenge at some points within the process, but it was also really cool to see like everyone's different film backgrounds and different experiences definitely added to make our project what it was.
Probably a great lesson in problem solving when you only have 7 days and you're working in a foreign country with
and
people you
French.
Don't really know. What were some of the problems you encountered making your film?
Well, it was hard casting-wise, just because we didn't speak French, so it was hard to cast from natives. We ended up using our two main actors were from the Creative Mind Group. They were both in the internship program, so that was kind of hard scheduling-wise because they were both working all day. So we did a lot of late night shoots, early morning shoots. Also, just location scouting. We pretty much got all the locations we wanted. We actually lost one location because there was a bit of a miscommunication with our feeble French. But most everything worked out. It all came together in the end, which is good.
And Daniel, as we've mentioned, you've been through this before as an intern at Sundance. You were in the networking program with the Creative Mind Group. Tell us a little bit about how that differed from what Catherine was doing, which was actually making a film.
Yeah, experiencing Creative Minds once before, I realized that everyone always has a totally different experience. And in this case, at Sundance, I almost didn't experience the festival at all. I only saw one film. And at Cannes, it was the exact opposite. I was experiencing the festival entirely. I saw so many movies. I met a lot of people. I went to a lot of talks and things like that. So the networking program opened up the opportunity in order for me to actually see what the festival was itself rather than being out there making a film. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I was jealous of the Filmmaker Institute because I ran into a group and it seemed like they had been friends since they were kids. So I wish I had that bonding experience. But yeah. I chose the networking program because I'm planning to shoot a film towards the end of July, maybe early August. And I wanted to get maybe like crew or maybe actors, actresses, things like that, that could be a part of it.
And you're coming out of an actual film school experience in that you're up at NMSU's Creative Media Institute,
yes.
Which many people may not be aware that we have a film school right here in our backyard at NMSU in Las Cruces. This is your final year. You're going into your final year in that program. The networking, is that helping you be more comfortable talking to producers and industry professionals? Was it more geared towards learning in these seminars from people and what their roles are in the industry?
Definitely, because in fact, Creative Minds did this thing every morning. They were called breakfast talks, where they brought in industry professionals. It was a wide range of industry professionals. One of the days we had Lloyd Kaufman, which was pretty interesting, things like that. So we got to see how they spoke, how they worked in the industry, and they basically we had to try and communicate with them. After they finished talking, we would walk up to them and have to stand our ground, basically, and try and stand out to them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you'd run into filmmakers in the street, like when you're waiting in line to see a film. So you need to be able to speak the language, not French, just film language.
Right.
You know,
promotional language.
Yeah, definitely. So everyone's trying to promote themselves. Everyone's there to kind of experience the festival for one, but kind of be the ones that are standing out at the festival.
That is such an important tool, though, and what a great opportunity, because there are so many talented filmmakers working in and around El Paso, and you know, I think it's easy to become so focused on the product you're creating and not think through, what am I going to do after I'm done with my film? Mm-hmm. How am I going to get it out there? How am
Definitely.
I going to promote it? What is the kind of venue that I'm shooting to get this into? So that probably opened up a lot of skills now for you that you're
definitely.
One step ahead of
yeah, definitely.
Peers.
Mm-hmm.
So do you both see yourselves reapplying for a Creative Minds Institute type of program in the future?
Well, I actually got really close to two of the people on my filmmaking team, and we're hopefully trying to all go to Sundance this year and maybe back to Cannes.
Back to Utah.
Next year also.
The thing is, two of the interns that I went to Sundance with, when I went to Cannes, they were Creative Minds coordinators. So that was interesting to see, and I'm wondering if I can become a part of Creative Minds more officially, which is really interesting about them. They are more than happy to bring you in to the family.
Sure. They must have permanent staff.
Definitely.
Put all these on.
That's probably what I'm looking at next, since I've experienced Creative Minds twice. And I see them as a family. I'm pretty close to the Creative Minds staff already, and they're really nice people.
Catherine, you mentioned you had to make your film in 7 days, you and your team, and it was had to stay under 5 minutes. That left some time to enjoy the festival. Towards the end of the Cannes Film Festival, I know there was a final showcase screening of all of the Creative Mind Filmmaking Institute short films that were made, and you had a great surprise that night.
Yeah, like I was talking about earlier, the whole filming process was a little hectic and crazy, and we were all kind of nervous, didn't really know how we'd do in comparison to the rest of the films. And at the end of the night, we walked away with Best Film, Audience Award, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Cinematographer also, yeah. So we swept all of the awards but two, which was insane, and I was not expecting at all. But that was probably one of the greatest nights of the whole festival for me.
I bet, at the Cannes Film Festival of all places, which means I guess you and your team's film, short film, is now registered for next year's short film showcase, is that right?
Yeah, it'll be in the official short corner next year.
Wow, and you get to go back?
Hopefully.
And take a guest?
Yeah, you want to be my plus one?
Do you have to ask? Daniel, this is your last year at NMSU. What are your plans after graduation?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess since the film industry is it's entirely talent-based, I guess, well, my short film that I'm doing or trying to get going right now is sort of what my plan for after I graduate. I want to start now, you know what I mean? And that's probably what everyone that's in the film industry should do. Because honestly, I see the doors that are open right now will be the doors that are open when I graduate. So it's a matter of just like running constantly and never stopping. Even if you're in film school, that's what I see it as.
No, that's a great attitude, and so true that you all are both leveraging the opportunities that are in front of you. And so whether it's in life or in movies, you've really got to put yourself out there and take advantage of those opportunities. So glad you've both done that and returned safely from the south of France. Happy for you. And Catherine, I'm proud of you as your father. Best to you both and wherever your cinema journey takes you.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the Creative Mind Group's unique internship, networking, and filmmaking programs with Daniel Rios and Catherine Horak. The two college students have just returned from France, where they spent 2 weeks attending and learning at the prestigious Cannes Film Festival. If you or someone you know has an interest in filmmaking and would like to learn more about the Creative Mind filmmaking programs, log on to their website at thecreativemindgroup.com. You can also see examples of the short films made during the Filmmaking Institute's programs at past Sundance and Cannes Film Festivals. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.